Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 after. Oh, 17 till. I get so wrapped up in the music sometimes I forget which side of the clock I'm on, folks. You'd think after almost 10 years I'd get it right, wouldn't you? 17 until the hour, 43 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the man who can't tell time. It's always a pleasure to be with you, to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Sean Doyle with us right now. Sean is a principal at the outstanding marketing firm of Fitzmartin Marketing out of the great city of Birmingham, Alabama, and he's our good friend, and he's back on the show. Sean, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. What's the news in the world of marketing?
Oh, you know what's on my mind is better communication. This morning I was reading the paper, and I was just looking at some different advertisements, and made me start thinking about what poor communicators as businessmen we can all tend to be. So we could talk about that this morning.
I keep thinking about, when I hear things like that, I think about the, what was his name, Struthers, his real name was Struthers. He was the captain of the straw boss of the work team that Cool Hand Luke was on. Remember that, the movie Cool Hand Luke?
I do remember Cool Hand Luke, but
the classic line was he was the overseer, and he said, "What we have here is a failure to communicate."
Communicate. Oh, okay,
right.
Sure.
So when you have an ad, folks, when you're doing making an offer to customers, you don't want a pro like Sean to say, "What we have here is a failure to communicate."
Well, you know, I wanted to break down and look at this in terms of three chunks. The first piece is just, let's call it writing like you talk. The second piece, let's look at use less adjectives. And the third thing is let's talk about showing it, don't say it. On write like you talk, lingua franca is the fancy word for it. Kind of the muddling through of language that we can get into. And I pulled up a website, and the company will remain nameless to protect it. But listen to this sentence. This is crazy. Today, blank, prides itself on the ability to deliver elegant software solutions that consistently go to the center of client expectations' bullseye due to advanced project management structure, highly evolved software development processes, blah, blah. It keeps going. That was about halfway through the sentence. You can't get there.
Man, so, I'm going to need a cup of coffee for that.
Now, I just got back. Well, and that's when we start marketing, when we decide to write even a business letter. We start talking like that. I'm not sure what goes in our head. Now, I just got back from a wonderful weekend of...
You're going to rub this in again, aren't you?
Fly fishing, that's right. And
whoops. I've already had to listen to this once, folks.
fly fishing...
That's did you take your dog with you, Sean?
I do. Jim, cover me for a second.
That's all right. Folks, we call this ambiance. When you get guests in their bunny slippers, and they agree to come on, sometimes they have to deal with dogs and little children.
Sorry, never be on stage with a dog.
That's okay. We call that ambiance, Sean. Go ahead.
One of my favorite weekends is fly fishing, and that made me think about Norman McLean, wonderful fly fishing writer. River runs through it.
Yep.
And the sentence of his famous book, River Runs Through It, is this. First sentence, in our family, there was no clear line between religion and fly fishing. That's a beautiful sentence.
It's great, isn't it?
That's beautiful. Well,
it just cuts right to the chase, doesn't it?
What if we try to write like that? If your business communications will improve so much if you just write the way you talk. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about sounding too casual. Just write the way you talk, because you know how to talk about your business. You love talking about your business. So just relax and write like you talk. The second thing, I think, is the use of descriptive verbs and use less adjectives. There's, an example of this might be if you're a restaurant, and let's say you wanted to talk about that, and you would say, he ate his dinner and really enjoyed it, so much so that he hardly could look up from his plate. Okay, that sounds like a decent sentence. But what if you just said, food's so good, you're going to scarf it down? Scarf. What a great word, scarf.
This reminds me of that movie. Remember the other movie where the ad movie where that had the guy in it, and he said, you know, they were in an asylum. This guy was in an asylum. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, Volvo. They're boxy, but they're safe.
But they're good. Yeah, it was great. That was a Michael Keaton movie. And it was
I love that.
Truth in advertising. He thought he'd just say things the way they were.
But you know one thing you just said about that sentence, how you changed that sentence, you did one thing that was also very important. You changed the pronouns.
Yes.
From he to you.
That's true.
That's very important, isn't it?
The word, that's definitely true. Making it personal, making it, everybody's favorite conversation is themselves, right?
Instead of making it about someone else, make it about them.
Absolutely. And the combination of that with the combination of descriptive verbs instead of all the kind of run-of-the-mill verbs. I mean, listen, I wrote down some of these words this morning, some descriptive verbs this morning. Just listen to it puts a picture in your head. Wriggle or perch. Mm-hmm. Or nestle, or aching, or muck. You mucked about. Mm-hmm. Somebody mucked about. Okay, that's a great. I can visualize that. Somebody was in a muddy puddle full of dirty water and slime. Well, so what? But you know, he mucked about. Now I've got this visual image. So think about how to use those just personal pronouns and descriptive verbs. And get rid of all the adjectives.
People. Sean, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. I told you we'd get smarter when Sean joins us. Sean Doyle is our guest. He's the principal of Fitzmartin Marketing. He and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 10 Till. Here are the birds to take us out. Back at 7 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Sean Doyle, principal of Fitzmartin Marketing. And Sean, give us your website, please.
Oh, it's fitzmartin.com, FitzMartin.com.
And you guys specialize in helping people getting their marketing messages out, don't you?
We do. We're a business-to-business marketing communication firm, and we really are very specialized in more than just the advertising, but helping people all the way through the sales process. So a lot of what we're doing is helping small businesses understand how, because a lot of times they feel like they can't afford all the high-powered tools of marketing. But today, for example, is a great subject. Every small business person can afford to communicate clearly.
Right.
Whether it's letters or ads or any tool.
So check that out, folks. That's fitzmartin.com, right?
Yes, fitzmartin.com.
So check that out, Fitzmartin Marketing. Okay, we're talking about getting this, making our message clearer. And, you know, I don't know if I've told this story to you or not, but I've mentioned it on the air before. My website's almost, the URL, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is just about to become 10 years old. And when we launched our website back in 97, as you know, everybody didn't have a website back in those days. And I'm not going to say we were one of the first, but we were an early adopter. But the first thing we had built, we didn't know anything about a website. We didn't know what it was supposed to look like. And we were just launching the radio show back in those days. And so we got our website up, and about 3 or 4 months later, I was talking to a friend of mine about it, and I said, what do you think about my website? He said, well, Jim, it's all about you. And so I said, oh, I think you're right. And so we've tried to make our website since then all about the user, and with me being obviously somewhat involved. And isn't that a good thing for all of us to look at when we look at our business communication? How much of it is all about us, and how much of it is about the other person?
Oh, you know, think about yourself at a party. This is a great way to make this stick home. If you were at a party and you walked up and introduced to somebody that maybe you didn't know, and they sat there and said, I'm so glad you introduced yourself. I'd like to tell you about me. Let me tell you about me. And they talked about themselves. And
I've actually had people to do that.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, when that happens to you, what do? You start looking over their shoulder. You start going, oh, where's my date? Maybe my date will come over and get me out of this. Well, marketing is the same. It's just communication. It's just us talking, folks.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. So you're right. What's the best thing that could happen at that party? I'm glad you introduced yourself. Jim, tell me about you. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your family. Tell me about what you're interested in. Where do you vacation? You love somebody that asks you questions because that allows you to talk about what you care about. Mm-hmm. But just like you're saying, Jim, in your website, ask questions. Talk about the person who's in the dialogue with you. Now, you do have to provide information, and almost everybody has a website. And the way a website works in sales is typically it's in a kind of a second stage of sales, second stage in the process of a prospect becoming a customer. And it's a stage where someone wants to investigate you safely. They don't want to take the risk of talking to a salesman. So it is an okay place to provide information. And the way you approach your website is as a resource. You want people to use this as a resource to run their businesses better and to improve. So that's great. It's all about the customer and the customer's life. You know, one of the questions people ask a lot about marketing and should I take the risk of advertising and sending out ads? If you do it poorly, the answer is probably 95% of your customers will still come to your store and buy your stuff. The ad probably isn't going to help you a lot. And those customers will just complain about having to spend the money. They're not excited about you because they don't understand who you are or what you are. But it is worth doing if you do it well, if you take the time not to get caught up in lingua franca and this fancy pants talk that wears you out, if you use these descriptive verbs. And finally, this is a great one. Listen to this. I tore this out of the paper this morning. Again, we'll protect the innocent by not using their names. The headline reads, Star Treatment Birmingham. You may not be in the movies, but you're a celebrity to us at such and such a bank. Customers are our stars. Do you believe this so far?
No.
No, you don't believe it. You know, if that's true, if this bank can truly prove that the customers are stars and that you're first and that you're a celebrity, okay, well, show it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say it. What would happen if at that same party you walked up to somebody and said, I'm Jim Blastengame, and I am so funny. No one's going to believe you.
Hey, I got to wrap it up, Sean. This is good stuff. Thank you for helping us be better communicators.
It's been my pleasure.
It's a good job today. Sean Doyle, ladies and gentlemen. That's FitzMartin.com. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blastengame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.